Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We are very focused on, you know, again, like summertime can be really slow in terms of political news. The legislative session ends and you know, what's going on nationally, there's obviously always something to talk about, whether we're dealing with, you know, what's happening in Washington, D.C. or what's happening with redistricting in Texas. And I talked a lot this morning about the firing of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But when a multi-term incumbent gets primaried by multiple people in Connecticut, that's a big story. And right now in the 1st Congressional District, we have the incumbent, of course, John Larson. And then we also have Ruth Fortune from Hartford is now running. We have Luke Bronin, a two-time mayor of Hartford. Jillian Gilchrist, a state rep from West Hartford, is rumored to be seriously considering a run. And we have Jack Perry, a town councilor in Southington, a businessman, and he's running too. And he joins us now on Brian and Company, and we're going to bring you all the candidates and hopefully at some point even have a debate. Jack, good morning. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us. I guess, you know, for me, you know, the name recognition is going to be important. You know, you're getting out and about, but this is a slice of Connecticut, you know, our audience that maybe doesn't know you. So I'll just sort of give you the floor to introduce yourself to listeners who may or may not be in the First District.
Yes, well, thank you for having me. And yes, you're absolutely right. Name recognition is definitely an uphill battle. But, you know, what I am seeing, or, you know, being a Democrat, you know, we need a generational change. You know, the Democrats, I feel, has failed, and, you know, the working and middle class folks. And, you know, it's time for a change. And, you know, we don't need another politician up in D.C. We don't need to get any more politicians elected. That word is a very negative word. And I never look at it as a positive word when somebody, you know, me being on the council in Southington, you know, when they refer to me as a politician, it's never usually in a good positive way. And, you know, you got people climbing political ladders, you know, to benefit themselves. You know, I want to be a voice for the working class, middle class folks that are struggling right now, you know, trying to make ends meet. You know, you don't hear anything from those that are elected until it's campaign season, you know, to try to get votes, and then they fail us.
You know, I want to get to that, you know, being a Democrat and how you think they've failed the working class, because I think that's something we've heard a lot about. But I also think that people, you know, what did you do for business? You're pledging to spend a lot of your own money. Give us a little bit of your backstory beyond just being on the town council in Southington.
Yeah, so I'm by no means a typical politician. Like, seriously, who could drive a garbage truck and take apart a diesel engine and put it back together? I started a garbage company in 2008. It was HQ Dumpsters and Recycling. It was during the start of a recession, which I didn't know. It was a difficult time, but I was able to build that company up to over 50 employees. We had over 37 trucks, and, you know, it was a tough market to build it in Connecticut, you know, building a garbage company from the ground up. But I was able to do it by, you know, working hard and, you know, helping my employees and giving back to the communities. A year and a half ago, I sold my company. I'm still overseeing the operations that I did as an owner. So it gave me the means to being able to run for this. And, you know, I've dumped $500,000 of my own money into this race because I realized I'm going up against the political establishment where, you know, it's going to take, you know, an uphill battle, you know, to make it happen.
We're talking with Jack Perry, who's running for the Democratic nomination in the 1st Congressional District. He is a town councilor in Southington. You know, let's get back to the party. I'm nonpartisan. I'm unaffiliated. I vote split ticket. I am not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I agree that the Democrats have become labeled in many pockets of this country as sort of the elite now. This sort of script has been flipped. And there's a lot of working class people who no longer turn to the Democratic Party. I'm curious, like, Are there any policies or anything that you think the Democrats need to do that they're not doing that sort of exemplifies how you want to win that person back?
Well, look across our markets, you know, from housing to healthcare. You know, I'm running to flip the realities of our economic, you know, situations that we're currently in, you know, and I want our communities to grow, you know, wealth again and want people, you know, there that's going to fight for them in the struggles that we are facing. You know, our economy, you know, right now is struggling. In my opinion, you know, the working middle class folks, you know, my employees that I've had over the years, you know, I hear the stories, you know, the cost of living from groceries, housing to electricity's, you know, cost. It's all, you know, costing a ton of tremendous money and, you know, it's hard to make ends meet right now. And I constantly hear that you need two jobs. You know, some people need, you know, two incomes and a second job in their family. So that's not how it should be. You know, 50, 60 years ago, we didn't have that. We didn't have career politicians. We were able to, you know, provide on one income for the household. Now we need two incomes and a second job. And it shouldn't be that way. And, you know, people used to have 3 to 5 kids. Now it's 1 to 2 kids because, you know, having a kid is another mortgage payment. It shouldn't be that way.
Well, listen, a couple of quick questions here. We're always tight on time, and we'll have many more opportunities, hopefully, to talk with Jack.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Perry, town councilor in Southington, running for the Democratic nomination in the 1st District. I mean, talk about, I have a lot of respect for not only just you putting, you know, your money where your mouth is, just jumping into the process. It takes a lot of courage, and regardless of outcome, you know, you have my respect for that. I'm curious about, was there a moment, did you wake up one day and say, you know, this has got to change and I need to do it? Is there a moment, is there an inflection point? Like, did you wake up and just be like, I got to do this? Like, what brought you to the point of doing what you're doing now?
So anything that I've ever done and ran for was usually an ask or somebody, you know, reaching out. I got a call last December in between Christmas and New Year's from somebody that I know very well, a few years younger than me. And, you know, he was upset, you know, with the Democratic Party because, you know, Joe Biden was good until he wasn't. And, you know, he encouraged me to look at running for the first. And I said, look, you know, that's a huge challenge. But then others, you know, asked me and, you know, we've had conversations. So I'm running because others have asked me to run and to step up. And I'm in a position that I can do that and give back in that capacity. So here I am. And you're right. Going up against the establishment, I realize the struggles. You know, I can't send out an email blast and get money from, you know, corporate PACs and lobbyists. You know, it's, you know, those are the politicians, and I refuse to take money from them. You know, I can't be bought.
So listen, would you debate? I mean, I'm sure you would, correct? You'd be open to that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And you'd be open to maybe doing it with some relationship with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, Jack, it's great to meet you. I look forward to continuing the process, and we appreciate the time and the insight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, I appreciate you having me and obviously shedding light on this because I think this is very important. So I look forward to chatting some more and maybe doing a debate with you guys.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. you focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.